Here is a news flash. The German radio has just announced that Hitler is dead.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
All hostilities to cease at 0800 hours.
How wonderful. Mr. Churchill has come out onto the Ministry of Health balcony.
We have never seen a greater day than this.
The war's over. Makes a nice story, but we know, don't we? The real work's just beginning. We need good men like you to get out there, pick up the pieces, and put the world back together right side up. I'm sending you east, Heywood. Heywood?
Yes, sir.
Thinking about home?
No, sir.
I suppose I could give you a couple of days to go back, see your family. It'll be a good 2 years till you get the chance again.
I've no one back there, sir. But if I could have a couple of days here before I leave.
Fallen for the desert, have you? I'll see what I can do. Miss Leonidis?
Yes, sir.
Let the embassy know Heywood will be on his way later this week.
Yes, sir.
You'll be returning to London as planned.
Very good, sir. I know what you're thinking, Charles.
I'm not going to ask you to marry me.
I thought you might be a bit more lyrical about it.
Our friends got carried away with romance, and look what happened. Married in a hurry, went off to war, and now they're stuck with strangers. I won't let that happen to us, Sophia.
I'd be willing to risk it.
No. I want you to be sure. I want you to go home free. See what life's like there now, what you want out of it.
The answer will still be yes. Although, if we marry back there, you'll have to meet my grandfather.
You never mentioned a grandfather?
No.
Well, go on.
His name is Aristides Leonidis. I adore him, but he's quite something. Over 80 years old and 5 feet tall and over £1 million in the bank.
So, what's the matter? Won't he approve of me?
Will you approve of him?
He might even be alive by the time I get back.
Oh, grandfather has no intention of dying. I wouldn't be surprised if he goes on forever. Please, let's not talk about home.
No. We should make the most of the time we have, here and now.
What, in the Consul General's office?
I didn't mean... No, I meant...
You are a good man, Charles. I can wait for you.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
You lost, sir. I'm looking for Three Gables.
Down from Scotland Yard.
No, why?
You're practically on it. Turn off to the right there. It's hidden in the trees. Don't take your time, mind the way they come flying round that corner.
Oh, thank you. But
just
why
watch your back. That turn off's lethal.
Oh. What's your business here?
It's personal.
Still my business.
Sergeant Lamb, Scotland Yard.
What's going on? What's happened?
I'll ask the questions, pal.
Get off me. What's the hold-up?
Uncle Alec?
Charles? What are you doing here?
I need to get to the house.
Sorry, sir. I didn't know you were related to the Chief Inspector.
He's not. I just knew his father.
Ah.
The late Commissioner.
Oh. Terribly sorry, sir.
Just tell me what's going on. Is Sophia all right?
Yes, Sophia's all right. Why don't I walk with you up to the house?
Aristides is dead.
Most who met him find that hard to believe.
I never met him.
I did.
He was a crook?
No, not a crook, but he was crooked, all right. Never broke the law. He always thought up a way around it.
Sophia knew I wouldn't approve of him.
Sounds like you're pretty close to Sophia.
I'm going to ask her to marry me.
Congratulations.
Well, let's hope so. I really should go and
see her. Did she warn you about her family?
Why? They can't all be crooks.
Nothing so straightforward. In fact, Aristides married proper aristocracy. Ugly little gnome he was, but women fell for him. And it can't just have been the money. His first wife gave him 8 kids.
8?
The dynasty's shriveled since. One died in infancy, 2 wars have taken 5 more, and TB took the wife, leaving the spinster sister to take care of the leftovers. One son's married a stone-cold career woman with no interest in kids. The other son married some actress and only mustered 2 daughters, your Sophia and the young Josephine. Aristides must have been hoping for more. 10 years ago, aged 77, he married a 24-year-old waitress named Brenda. But she's given him nothing. except maybe a syringe full of poisonous eye drops so she can get together with Josephine's tutor instead.
You think this Brenda killed him?
Well, she's the perfect setup. Who knows? They're all on my list. But trying to find your way into this family is like trying to find your way around that monstrosity.
Three Gables? It looks more like 13.
And they all lived together in a little crooked house. Hope I'm not putting you off, Charles. You can turn back now if you like.
Nothing could put me off.
Good. I could do with some help.
What kind of help?
Getting closer, getting evidence.
I'm not going to be your spy, Uncle Alec.
You'd want to make your dad proud, wouldn't you?
I don't want to lie to Sophia just so I can get you the dope on her family.
It's your call, of course, but if you don't, then suspicion's going to hang over all of them. And I guarantee a nice girl like Sophia won't marry you till it's cleared up. So you're going to need evidence too, aren't you, son?
Charles, how long have you been here?
I've just been talking to Chief Inspector Taverner.
Perhaps you two should have a little talk now. Stay in the grounds, won't you, Miss Leonidas?
The rock garden. This way.
I'll see you later, Mr. Haywood.
Now and forever is the love we share.
Favourite place. It reminds me of the desert.
You do still want to marry me, don't you?
You're still less than lyrical, Charles.
I'm sorry. This isn't how I planned it.
It doesn't matter. I can't marry you.
Have you met someone else?
Of course not.
Do you need time to get to know me again?
You haven't changed a bit.
Well, then why won't you marry me?
Because I'm scared.
No one thinks it was you.
No, everyone thinks it was Brenda.
But you don't.
I don't know. You don't know my family, Charles. We're not like yours.
My dad had his moments.
Charles, my grandfather stabbed two men when he was a boy back in Smyrna. He used to tell us about it like a funny story over dinner. He used to tell us about grandmother, too. How he fell in love when he saw her wringing a pheasant's neck with her bare hands. She didn't flinch, he'd sigh. I can see it passed down into all of us. Different kinds of ruthlessness.
Well, not in you.
How can you be so sure? I might be able to murder someone. If it was really worthwhile.
But you didn't.
But I could have. And so could any of us. Till I know for sure who it was, I can't stop being scared and I can't marry you.
Then I'll find out who did it.
Everything's so nice and simple for you.
It's exactly. I can see more clearly. Let me meet this family of yours, see what they're really like.
How can you with the police everywhere?
Listen, Sophia, I'm not supposed to tell you, but I know Taverner. He was my dad's right-hand man, and, well, now he wants me to be his, using you to get the lowdown on your family. I told him where to go, but if it helps you, if it helps us, then I'll do it. I'll find out the truth and then we can get married.
What if you don't like the truth, Charles?
What do you mean?
Would you still want to marry me? Whatever. Even if it was one of us.
You're not one of them. You're my Sophia. And we've nothing to fear from the truth. As long as we're honest with each other, nothing can hurt us.
If only it was Brenda.
Forget Brenda. Close your eyes. Remember the desert.
Aunt Edith, this is Charles Haywood.
I should hope it is.
Charles, this is my great-aunt, Mr. Haviland.
Have you come to help us? Or are you here with the police? I knew your father briefly.
I hope to help.
Oh, we could do with some. A nanny needs your help, Sophia. Something about fish.
I'd better go, or there'll be no lunch. You will stay, won't you, Charles?
Thank you, I'd like that.
Stay out here if you like, if Aunt Edith doesn't mind.
He can help me with this bindweed. Ah, hateful stuff, choking, tangling. Runs along underground so you can't get at it properly.
You sit down, I can manage. Oh,
thank you.
When did you know my father?
Before he met your mother.
What? Oh.
He was a good man. It would never have worked. This is a bad business, Charles Hayward. It will change everything. Aristides always kept this place under control. You could say that for him, at least.
Oh, you didn't care for him?
Oh, I disliked him intensely. But someone had to look after his children, and his children's children. Philip could hardly rely on an actress to be a proper mother.
What does Philip, Mr. Leonides do?
Writes books no one wants to read. Most people have to stop being cranks and earn a living. But Aristides settled a great fortune on him. On Roger, too. Gave him a big business to play with. He even supported the grandchildren with enormous trust funds.
So no one really gains by his death?
They all get more money. But they could just as well have asked for it.
Who do you think poisoned him?
Well, I suppose the police will fasten it on Brenda.
You think they'd be wrong?
If it was her, I suppose it would be more or less all right. Annoying publicity and all that. But at least she's not one of the family. Have you given up, Charles Hayward?
I think I've got the worst of it.
It'll grow back by tomorrow. Would you like to meet Philip? You really should if you're staying. Why didn't you come inside?
I'm never going to find my way around.
Oh, we'll see.
No, not yet. Philip? Wait.
This is Charles Hayward.
I thought it was that inspector. I've explained I'm working.
Charles Hayward, Philip.
Oh, hello.
Excellent. I seem to have caught you on a break.
Well, no, not really.
Good to see you're still here, Mr. Hayward.
You know each other?
Charles' father was commissioner of police.
Mind if he sits in on our chat?
What for?
I thought you'd escaped the family business, Charles.
Oh, I have. It's just
good to have a third person for veracity.
Well, unless you need a fourth, I'll leave you to it.
I should explain, Mr. Leonides. I'm really here with Sophia.
In what way with Sophia?
That interview will have to wait, I'm afraid. I have a few more pressing questions to put to you. Do you mind me asking how your father's death affects you financially?
Not at all. My father remade his will last year in front of us all. $100,000 was left to Brenda, his wife. The rest was divided equally between myself, Roger, and the two grandchildren. But my father had already made us very generous gifts and would have given us more if we needed it. I assure you, Inspector, I had no financial reason for desiring my father's death.
I simply have to establish the facts. For instance, did you approve of your father's second marriage?
My approval was not asked.
Do you get on well with Brenda Leonides?
Perfectly well. We very seldom meet.
And what about the tutor, Lawrence Brown?
My father hired him.
To teach your daughter?
It seemed Mr. Brown was ineligible for military service, so he was hired to teach Josephine. As far as I'm aware, his services have been adequate.
Are you aware of any intimacy between him and your stepmother?
I do not listen to gossip, Inspector.
So you hear no evil, you see no evil, and you're not going to speak any evil?
I read and I write. Or I try to when I'm granted the peace and quiet.
Darling, we've got to put on the Edith Thompson play right now. Think of the advance publicity from the murder.
Magda.
I know they say I must always play comedy, but doesn't comedy only heighten suspense? I know just how to play it. Silly, make-believe, right up to the last minute, and then just terror. Don't you think that's the way to play it?
I'm sure it is.
Thank you, darling, and you are...
Howarth. He's here with the inspector.
Oh, Inspector, you must excuse me. I'm still in shock. Can't quite take it all in.
You were fond of your father-in-law?
Devoted. Old Sweetie Pie was so kind.
Your husband was just about to tell me about Mrs. Leonides and Mr. Brown.
I most certainly was not.
They were very friendly, weren't they?
Dear Brenda is friendly to everyone.
But were they more than just friends?
Mother, I've... Sorry.
Perhaps you can help us, Sophia. The inspector wants to know if Brenda and Lawrence are having an affair.
We've never seen any evidence of the kind, have we, Mother?
Of course not. I don't really think, Inspector, but that is a question you should be asking me. I'm in mourning.
Thank you for your help, all of you. I must let you get on with your work and your mourning.
Shouldn't you go with him, Mr. Howarth?
Oh, no, I'm not with him. There's been some misunderstanding.
He's with me, Mother. It's Charles Hayward.
Charles? Philip! It's Charles!
Edith Thompson, for God's sake, Magda, what were you thinking?
How wonderful of you to come and see us, Charles. What do you think?
Think of...
Do you think that was the right way to play it? Holding it back, protecting my family?
You're going to get us hanged.
Perhaps you should show me how to hold back, Philip. You're the expert.
You did beautifully, darling. Didn't she, Charles?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
Really? These shoes are wrong. Frivolous.
There you are. I thought you got lost in the maze.
Don't ever do that to me again.
Do what?
Drop me in it. I didn't have a clue what... I mean, who exactly am I supposed to be?
I'm not following you, son.
If you treat me like your hanger-on, they're all going to know I'm not just Sophia's fiancé. They're going to start asking questions.
No, they're not. You're an audience. That's all Magda Leonides cares about. And Philip is oblivious, apparently. What did you tell Sophia?
Nothing, just that I'd stay and meet the family.
Perfect. You can stop worrying then, can't you? Did they give anything away after I'd left?
No, not really. Listen, I don't think I can do this, Uncle Alec. I don't like deceiving them.
You're a good boy, Charles, but this isn't a good place. Just be straight with me and you'll be all right, all right?
All right.
Good. Now come on and meet the other brother, Roger.
Skios, skis, skit.
Sorry, wrong room. This wretched place.
Come in, come in. I was just going, but it doesn't matter. I'll get Clemency. Clemency, it's the inspector. Are there any cigarettes? Oh, just wait a second. I'll be back in a second.
Please be gentle with my husband, Inspector. He worshipped his father.
Were you on good terms with your father-in-law too, Mrs. Leonides?
I didn't like him very much.
Oh? Why was that?
I disliked his objectives in life and his ways of attaining them.
What about Brenda Leonides?
I never saw very much of her.
Sorry. Well, Inspector, any news?
As we suspected, it was Esserine poison.
Oh, my God, then it was that woman.
Have you any reason for thinking that?
Reason? Who else could it be? He took her from the gutter and this is his reward.
A just reward, some might say.
No, Clemency. My father was an amazing man. It was I who failed him.
Nonsense, Roger. You were loyal to the end. Please ignore him, Inspector. He's just upset.
I'd feel a damn sight better if I could wring that Brenda's neck with my own hands, with my own...
Roger!
Sorry. Sorry, Clemency's right, as always. I'd do anything for her.
Then perhaps you'll go and get me a drink.
Of course. I should probably... Excuse me.
Really, you know, he wouldn't hurt a fly.
Whereas you're a scientist. Isn't that right?
The Institute analyses the radiation effects of atomic disintegration. The work has nothing destructive about it.
Your work sounds crucial, Mrs. Leonides. Some of my colleagues were in Japan.
Thank you. I don't think we've met.
Charles Hayward, pleased to meet you.
It's good to meet you too, Charles. If you're interested in the project, I can show you.
Well, you certainly got her talking. We might make a copper of you yet.
I'm only doing this for Sophia. But she did come out of her shell, didn't she?
To reveal a remorseless sort of woman. Curious, the people who marry each other.
Roger and Clemency, or Philip and Magda?
You and Sophia.
That's really none of your...
I'm only ribbing you, Charles. I was thinking of Aristides and Brenda. Do you think they were happy?
Oh, well... Hard to tell when nobody appears to know her.
So you have to get to know her, whilst I tackle Lawrence Brown.
You want me to go on my own?
From what we know of Brenda, I reckon that would be the most effective. And you don't want to look like my hanger-on, do you?
No, but I don't think Sophia will be too happy.
Then don't tell her. Love for
sale. Appetizing young love. Who are you, Charles Hayward?
Oh, thank you. A friend of Sophia.
Friend of the family?
No, I hardly know them.
You mustn't trust them. Any of them.
You don't like the Leonides?
They've always hated me.
Because you married Aristides?
Well, why shouldn't I? I was very fond of him. They go on about his age, but he wasn't like an old man. He had more about him than any man I've ever met.
He had more money.
But he gave those vultures plenty of money too. I didn't even know he was rich. He only ordered scrambled eggs.
But you met at work?
Yeah, in the cafe. I'd been crying. He asked me what was wrong. I'd got myself in trouble.
They think that makes me a bad lot, but I wasn't. Terry was my first. He went overseas and never wrote or anything. Oh, he must think I'm a little fool.
People make mistakes.
Yes, that's what Aristides said. He said everything would be all right, that he was lonely and he'd look after me. We'd be married at once. He didn't even ask, really. Then I found out he was the great Mr. Leonides who owned the cafe and lots more besides. It was just like a fairy tale.
What happened to the child?
There wasn't one after all. I made a mistake.
You seem pleased.
I was happy just being his wife, except for the rest of his family. They were vile to me. And now they're making out I murdered him and I didn't. Why would I?
Because of Lawrence?
Do you know Lawrence?
Oh, I haven't met him, but...
But they say we're having an affair. They're revolting. I feel sorry for Lawrence. He's sensitive, that's why he couldn't fight. That's why they don't like him. But we're just friends. Like we are, Charles. We are friends, aren't we?
She must have felt lonely sometimes. Having someone her own age living here must have been comforting.
No, not at all. I mean, who's...
Come in, Mr. Hayward, take a seat. This is Mr. Brown. I was just saying how natural it is that an attachment should have sprung up between himself and Brenda Leonides, don't you think?
It would be understandable.
No! I know what you're thinking, and it isn't so. The very idea of killing is a nightmare to me. I have religious objections. They knew that at the tribunal. I was so grateful to Mr. and Mrs. Leonides for taking me on here. Josephine is such an intelligent child, and now you think I did it.
I haven't said so.
But you think so. They all do. I'm sorry, I'm not well. I really must just...
Poor man, he's scared stiff.
Scared of being caught.
He hasn't the nerve to murder someone.
Not to shoot them, maybe, but to tamper with a couple of bottles so he could marry a very rich woman.
Brenda swears there's nothing going on.
Do you believe her?
Yes, I do. She's scared too, but that could mean they're innocent, especially with the whole family pointing the finger.
Good work, son. You're getting to know them already. Sophia will be proud of you.
So, Brenda got to you, did she?
Don't be like that. I'm just trying to see all sides.
Then see my side. I don't like the type of girl who makes up a hard luck story and marries a rich old man on the strength of it.
Was it made up?
Don't tell me you fell for it.
Well, if I did, so did your grandfather.
Grandfather was smart. He knew exactly what he was doing, playing emperor to her beggar maid. The marriage was a great success, just like all his schemes.
Like hiring Lawrence Brown?
Exactly that. A soulful friendship with someone tame like Lawrence would stop Brenda looking outside for a real love affair. Grandfather had everything planned out.
Apparently not.
He couldn't have known they'd turn on him.
You said it wasn't Brenda.
I said I didn't know. You said you'd find out, but it seems you're not up to it. 2 years, you say, you've waited faithfully for me.
I have.
You're 2 minutes with her and you crumble. How can I believe a word you say?
Because I'd never lie to you, Sophia.
Then be honest, you like her, don't you?
She's not even good looking.
She doesn't have to be when she can make a man feel sorry for her. You haven't answered my question.
I'm not the one under suspicion here.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm doing this for you.
You're either lying or you're being naive.
Why? Because I'm not being ruthless.
Get out.
No, sorry. Sophia, I'm sorry.
No, just go! You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. There was a crooked man and he walked a crooked mile. Do-do-do, crooked sixpence, crooked style. Do-do-do, crooked cat, crooked mouse. And they all lived.
Watch out!
It's not funny, it almost hit you.
I saw it coming.
You can't see a thing around that corner.
Stupid people can't, but I can.
You must be Josephine.
You're Sophia's young man.
You're missing your lunch.
You're missing your lunch. Have you fallen out with my sister?
I wanted some fresh air.
People send me out for fresh air when I'm not wanted.
Do the police know you're out here?
Probably not. They're very stupid. You know Chief Inspector Taverner, don't you? And that sergeant with the suede shoes.
Only since I arrived. Why don't you like them?
They should wear proper shoes. I shan't tell them anything.
What sort of things do you know?
I know Grandfather was killed with Esserine.
How do you know that?
I'm like a detective. I'm always collecting clues. Don't you want to be a detective?
Not anymore.
I'll either be a detective or a ballet dancer. Grandfather wouldn't let me do ballet lessons. He said I'd be no good. But he was wrong. Watch.
Oh, very good. And even better with lessons.
And the proper shoes, of course.
Of course. Well, take care, Josephine.
Wait, don't go. I know something else.
You should go back inside.
I know that Uncle Roger and Aunt Clemency won't be going away anymore.
Where were they going?
To South America on Tuesday.
They never mentioned that.
It was a secret, a clue I found out.
Did you find out why they were leaving?
You sound like a detective now.
Give me that, Josephine. Just answer me. Do you know why they were going?
I think so. I think it was something to do with Uncle Roger's office in London. Something to do with embezzling, which means to appropriate fraudulently. May I have my ball back?
In a minute. When did you find out all this?
Before Grandfather was poisoned, Roger was shut up in the room with him, talking and talking. He was in quite a state.
You were listening at the door.
That's what detectives do. They look in people's desks and read their letters and find out all their secrets. I bet that's what Tavler and the man with the shoes and you would do, if you knew where to look. May I have my ball, please?
Here. Listen, this is important, Josephine. I need you to tell me exactly what you know.
I know who killed Grandfather.
In Crooked House, Charles was played by Rory Kinnear, Sophia by Anna Maxwell-Martin, Inspector Taverner by Phil Davis, Aunt Edith by Judy Parfitt, and Magda by Anna Chancellor. Philip was played by Ben Crow, Roger by Simon Treves, Clemency by Rachel Sanders, Brenda by Margaret Caborn-Smith, and Lawrence and Sergeant Lamb by Colin Holt. Josephine was played by Gráinne Drongul. Crooked House was written by Agatha Christie, dramatised for radio by Joy Wilkinson, and produced and directed by Sam Hoyle.